House Bill 1255, provide for the provisions limiting the number of retail alcohol licenses that may be issued to one person do not apply to certain additional convention facility on sale licenses. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, I'm Chris Madsen, State Representative, District 31. I represent Lawrence County, and this bill pertains exclusively to one community in Lawrence County, and that is Deadwood. What House Bill 1255 would be to amend Statute 35-4-11.1.11, which pertains exclusively to any municipality that is authorized by Chapter 42-7B to allow legal games of chance, and that's a long way of saying Deadwood. Let me give you folks a little background on this. I can't remember what year, but if I look it up, I can tell you. 2 years ago, in 2000, amazing how these voices just, isn't it?
Does his voice fire out?
Funny, I think he does. But in 2000, this legislature passed the statute that we're looking at today that allowed for 12 additional convention facility on sale liquor licenses to apply at motel, hotel, convention facilities in Deadwood. And I'm here to report that this has worked out pretty well. Any of you who have been in Deadwood lately have probably noticed that there's a real building boom going on in terms of hotel, motel facilities, and obviously they're able to take advantage of this. Here's the situation with the amendment. I'm going to try to explain this, and if I don't do it right, Mr. Demersman will certainly correct me if I'm wrong. But under state law, there is a limit on the number of on-sale retail liquor licenses that may be owned by any one person or any one legal entity. It's limited to 3. Now, there is a, I'm going to call it a non-Deadwood hotel, motel, convention facility liquor license that's out there. And in that statute, which I believe is 35-4-4.1, yes, it exempts out of the 3 license limit a non-Deadwood hotel, motel, convention facility liquor license. What 1255 does is clarifies the same thing for Deadwood. In other words, it says that the multiple license limitation in 35-4-4, the one that limits to 3 retail on-sale licenses, does not apply. So in other words, one person, one corporation could own the 3 as well as a Deadwood motel, hotel, motel convention license. It's clarifying language. Under existing statute, it's not clear because the Deadwood convention license is a special creature because it applies only to Deadwood. The other language in 35-4-4.1 speaks only to the non-Deadwood license. This is clarifying language, and the only thing I just wish to point out is that this does not, absolutely does not, grant any further liquor licenses to anyone. It just merely clarifies the statute. So I would defer to Mr. Demersman, Madam Chairman. If there are any questions, I'll stand by.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Are there licenses outstanding in Deadwood right now that aren't being used, perhaps because the language hasn't been clarified?
I think Mr. Demersman could probably answer that better, Senator Albers, but I don't think that all 12 of the motel hotel licenses have been issued. I don't think, but Mr. Demersman could probably answer that.
Senator Reedy.
Sure. What you're saying then, Representative Madsen, is that 4 will be the number, the total number one person can have?
Madam Chairman, no. Senator Reedy, with all due respect, I don't think that's the way it works. I don't think there's any limitation on the number of motel hotel licenses that any one person can own.
So you can have 3?
3 regular retail on sale. Right.
If you build, the more motels you build, the more licenses you can have.
Potentially, I think that's true. I think that's true.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents to House Bill 1255?
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good morning, members of the committee. Senator Albers, always a pleasure.
Good morning, Senator, and I was expecting you to join in my questioning. Go ahead.
I'd like to give you a case, in
Senator
fact.
Senator Apa, for the record.
In Deadwood. Thank you. I apologize for that.
That's all right.
In Deadwood, we have a gentleman that owns the bodega. He owns the Buffalo, and across the street he owns Miss Kitty's, and all three of them have liquor licenses. If he should choose to build in the future a convention center, by the present statute, he is prohibited from doing that. And as Representative Mattson pointed out, when you go to 35-4-4.1, the very first part of that says, notwithstanding the provisions of 35-4-4, any person, corporation, or business entity may be the holder of or have an interest in more than three on-sale retail liquor licenses, as long as such licensee holds such licenses at a hotel, motel, convention facility. And at the bottom of the bill, that's all we're doing. We're clarifying the convention law so that it applies to all entities across the state. And with that, Madam Chairman, I stand by for any questions.
I would like to question you. You said it prohibits the person that has three from building another facility.
Yes, Madam Ham.
I would.
The way the law is at the present time.
I think it prohibits them from getting a liquor license. It does not prohibit them from building.
You're right. I apologize. It prohibits them from obtaining
another
a motel, liquor. Hotel, convention license.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Are there further proponents?
Thank you, ma'am.
Of House Bill 1255?
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Michael Burt Demersman, and I am a lobbyist for Deadwood Chamber of Commerce and for Deadwood Gaming. Senator Apa just read to you 35-4-4.1, which said, notwithstanding the fact that you can only have a three Class A 4.4 licenses, bar licenses, it doesn't apply when you build a convention and you have a convention license. Then why do you need this statute? You need this statute because a couple people in revenue speculated that your convention definition in Deadwood is different than that general statute, and it may not apply. The reason 2 years ago that we did this and provided for the convention licenses in Deadwood is that we had a lot of people that were willing to put money in and refurbish the first floor. But in the historical district, it cost an awful lot to redo whole buildings. No one's going to put in $1 million or $2 million unless they're sure they can get their convention licenses. And under the Deadwood Convention, especially in your historical area, your convention license applies with 50 rooms rather than 100 rooms. So it was a speculation, and no one is going to want to put $3 or $4 million into a historical rehabilitation and then find out, well, because you have your limit of bar licenses, it might apply to the convention center. That's why it's a clarification, and make sure that we come under 35-4.41.
Senator Bitter.
Mike, under this, can't the same owner or the same guy have two different corporations and have six licenses?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on the bar licenses, but I don't know whether I'm not an expert on that statute, and I don't know what the limitation is as far as control of a corporation. But I know that the reason that you had 4.41 on the convention license is the same one you're doing here. You don't want somebody to build a convention center and then not have a special liquor license that applies to them.
Madam Chair,
go ahead.
The reason I asked that, the three that was mentioned, doesn't the same guy own even more establishments than those three?
I don't know. Senator Bitter, I'm sorry.
Senator Apa, I think, has an answer.
That's what I mean, Madam Chair.
The voice comes ahead.
He does own more, but I don't believe he has any more than three liquor licenses.
If I just may, just
okay,
to be clear, but doesn't the Wild West have a liquor license, too? That would make four that he would have there. I'm just wondering if he has two separate corporations, doesn't it allow him to split off?
He might have put the bodega and the buffalo under one, they're all contiguous. He might put them under one legal description, which would allow one liquor license for that area, and then move it down to the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to check in okay. with the center bidder, but I know at the time that I was familiar with, he had the three liquor licenses.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Roberts, did you have a question?
I was just wondering, are there some outstanding licenses available?
Yes, there are, Senator Albert. There will be some taken up as the investments are made in the historical building, and one will be taken up, I can't remember the name of the corporation, but the Bradsky boys have just put in a very substantial investment, and I'm sure they will be applying for a convention license.
Further questions? I have
it
one.
It was consent, Senator Albers, on the House side.
Wasn't the original law that if you could not own more than three, but you could, as long as they were contiguous, that only applied for one regardless of what the previous structure was?
I believe that's the case. For example, the Alex Johnson Hotel in Rapid City has one liquor license, to the best of my knowledge, but they have two areas in which you can order beer or liquor.
And along that same line, in response to Senator Vitter's, you can be a member of a corporation, but you can't be the primary shareholder of that corporation and have more than three. But if you're only a minor, as I recall some years ago when that bill was passed, you can be a minor stockholder, but you can't be the major stock in more than three. Is that not correct?
There have been test cases, but I'm not going to represent to you, Senator Hamm, that I'm familiar with all those cases.
Further questions on House Bill 1255? Are there other proponents for House Bill 1255? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents to House Bill 1255? Are there any opponents? Thank you. Seeing none, I will close public testimony and ask for permanent disposition of House Bill 1255. Senator Vitter.
I would move to pass on House Bill 1255.
It's been moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Hagan. Is there further discussion? Further discussion on 1255? I have one other question. That this has nothing to do with gambling on the reservations.
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. The motion on the floor is a due pass on House Bill 1255. All of those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albert.
Aye.
Senator Dietrich.
Aye.
Senator Hagan.
Aye.
Senator Reed.
Aye.
Senator Vitter.
Aye.
Senator Hamm.
Aye. Motion carries.
Senator Albert moves consent. Is there a second?
Anyone opposed sending it to the floor on the consent calendar? Seeing none, House Bill 1255 will go to the floor on the consent calendar.
Thank you.